All right, welcome to this emergency situation update for Saturday. I think it's October 9th, 2021. This is Mike Adams here. And the reason I'm doing this emergency Saturday update is because of some of the intel that has come in over the last, 36 hours or so. I'm recording this on the evening of Friday, so there might be other things that happen after that. Now, we are heading into the dark winter of the collapse. It's becoming more and more apparent to everyone. We have a major food supplier in the United States known as Augusson Farms has just ceased operations. They put out a letter to their distributors saying that they could no longer fulfill any orders, period. And they're ceasing operations for at least 90 days, and then they're going to reevaluate at that time. And they cited, I believe, supply line failures, but also skyrocketing customer demand for their emergency food products. They sell storable food pails and number 10 cans and kind of dehydrated, non-organic, typically, you know, kind of on the cheaper side. But hey, they provide a lot of food for a lot of people who just want kind of cheap food. So they have filled an important service and they're ceasing operations. We understand that because, you know, we're in the organic food business. And as you may recall, the last time we had our Ranger buckets online in inventory, which was a couple of weeks ago now, they sold out in, I think, an hour or an hour and 30 minutes. We thought they would last maybe a week. They were gone in an hour. And I will let you know that we are manufacturing right now. We have materials on site. On November 11th, we're going to put more Ranger buckets live into our shopping cart, but it's not going to be enough. And I can't even tell you what, I've given up trying to say what time it's going to go live, because with all the synchronization and everything of the databases and the e-commerce system, the times never seem to work out. I'll just tell you this, November 11th, we're going to have maybe a couple thousand Ranger buckets in stock, and they'll be gone that day. And that's it for us for the year in terms of the storable food. That's it. We have no more materials for those Ranger buckets for the rest of the year, and then trying to get some for 2022, it's a big question mark at this point. Everything's breaking down. So the other thing that happened is that there was this energy insider, you know, coal. Coal has doubled in price this year, and the coal supplies are in very short supply. And now it looks like the U.S. energy grid operators are headed into rolling blackouts this winter. So not only are you going to have food supply scarcity, you're going to have a power grid that's collapsing. So I went on and looked at generators just to see what was available and maybe pick up an extra generator, you know? I like the PTO generators, which are powered by a tractor. You plug them into the back of your tractor, and then your tractor becomes the engine driving the generator. They're very inexpensive compared to buying, you know, an entire diesel engine generator. I always like everything to run off diesel because diesel stores for 10 years or longer, whereas gasoline doesn't, and diesel is actually safer to handle. But in any case, there's a company called Winco, W-I-N-C-O, and they make the generators that I've been using for years that are powered by the tractor. They're really good. They work great, and I've used them during storms and power grid outages and so on. Well, Winco right now, if you place your order today, and remember, I'm recording this on Friday. If you place an order today, they say they're going to ship in 2022. So they don't have any generators in the supply pipeline for the remainder of this year. They do not exist. And you can go on to websites, you know, retailers that sell generators. You might be able to find some smaller gas power generator that's available now, but I would say that those are going to get wiped out in the next week. So if you're listening to this on the Saturday that I'm releasing it and you don't have a generator, you might want to hit pause on this and go out and buy a generator. Seriously. Go to your Home Depot or your Costco or wherever. See if you can find a generator, just buy that sucker, because it doesn't look like you're going to be able to get generators for very long. And this coming winter, we're going to have blackouts across America. It's already baked in. The coal supplies are already not there for this winter. Not enough. And part of this is because, of course, the Democrats have been dismantling the coal infrastructure. They've been pushing for, you know, green energy, solar panels and wind turbines. And they've tried to shut down coal. Look what Obama did to shut down coal. And as a result, now with record demand on the supply lines, part of it because of all the stimulus money being printed and shoved around and dropped from helicopters and so on, the power grid can't keep up with demand. And this is true in China, where they've had rolling blackouts now for weeks, where some factories are only operating one day a week. This is true in Europe, where the natural gas supplies have been wiped out and sky-high prices, like 15 times what it should be. It's headed for 20 times. They've shut down greenhouses. They've shut down fertilizer manufacturing. They've shut down the ammonia plants. This is going to have domino effects throughout the food supply throughout the entire year of 2022. We're talking about mass famine, okay? Let's just be clear. And I've been warning about this kind of scenario, as you know, for quite some time. And it's here. And so this is part of the red pilling process of the deniers. You know, the Democrats, the lunatics on the left who think that you can run the economy on solar panels. They're not even going to be able to charge their electric cars this winter because the power grid won't be there for them. And you know their electric cars run on coal, right? For the most part, it's coal. And there's not enough coal. So there are going to be people across Europe and America and China that are going to freeze to death this winter. The power grid's going to go down. Supply lines are going to crater far worse than anything you're seeing right now. Food prices are going to, I mean, they're already, what? They're up 50%, maybe more in some cases. Watts form to double. You're going to be paying, by Christmas, you're going to be paying double what you were paying at the start of this year for many food items. And by next spring, it could be triple. And this is going to destroy the lower income individuals in society. And this is going to lead to civil unrest. This is going to lead to not just the dark winter die-off, but the winter of discontent. You're going to have mass civil unrest by the spring, I predict, in certain areas. Even the left is starting to get this now. There was a story in The Atlantic today, and I forgot the title, but it was, we've run out of everything. In The Atlantic, they said, everywhere you go, you can't find any. There's no parts. You can't get supplies. The products are out of stock. The shelves are increasingly empty. This is The Atlantic, okay? Which is a left-wing propaganda rag that excuses everything that Joe Biden does. Even The Atlantic is admitting that the supply lines are collapsing. So there's no question. The left is starting to see this too. And why do you think Joe Biden is becoming increasingly unpopular, where everybody's running around chanting F Joe Biden? Well, wait till food prices double again. Wait till the lights are out. And the businesses can't function because they're shut down. How do you think that's going to impact public perception or support for Joe Biden? His numbers are in the 30s right now in terms of approval numbers. They're probably in the low to mid 30s. If he stays in office for the next few months, which is highly unlikely, by the way, but if he does, his support numbers are going to go into the 20s. America is going to be screaming for someone like Trump to come back in and open up the coal plants and let the power grid function and stop the land invasion in the southern border, you know. People are going to be screaming for Trump because Biden is destroying, well, the Democrats running him are quite literally destroying everything. People are going to be starving to death this winter across America. So I always like to give some practical information about solutions, and I'm going to do that here as well. What we all need to be doing, in my view, I mean, first of all, if you've been listening to my podcast for very long, you're probably 90% of the way prepared and way ahead of most people. So give yourself a little pat on the back because it's here now. There's no denying it. And you were smart. You got ready. You have extra supplies. You have extra food. You were able to evaluate the situation and realize that preparedness is wise. And so for that reason, you are now way ahead of the curve. However, if there are any areas where you are lacking in terms of preparedness, you need to get on top of those right now, this weekend. And I put out a preparedness pop quiz podcast. You can find it on my channel, which is HR Report. That's the channel at Brighteon.com. And usually some of my videos are on the homepage of Brighteon, and you can just click on my channel name there, Health Ranger Report, and that'll take you to my channel page. And I put out a preparedness pop quiz. I advise you to listen to that. It gives you the top 10 areas where you need to be prepared. And you can evaluate your score in those 10 areas, and you can decide, you know, where you need to shore up your supplies. A lot of people forget communications. A lot of people forget to grow their own food. A lot of people forget about community networking as part of preparedness. So just check that list, make sure you're ready, because this winter is going to be brutal. And think about how it's going to be in New York and Boston, the cold areas, the Northeast, when the power grid goes down and the home heating fuels aren't available or are severely restricted, and the food supply is scarce at the same time. I mean, talk about a bad winter, you know, cold, hungry, in the dark, but voted for Biden. You know what I mean? It's like, well, guess what? Elections have consequences. You voted for Biden, this is what you get. You get a communist collapse. America is going to start looking like Soviet Union in 1987, you know, where nothing's available, nothing works. This is what happens when leftists run nations. They run them into the ground. So hopefully, through this intense pain, there will be enough people waking up that we won't let Democrats have control any longer. Sadly, this is the process. There's going to be a lot of pain and a lot of suffering. This is the awakening process. This is what reportedly the white hats are waiting for. They need Biden's numbers to get down to 30%. They need the American people to march in the streets demanding a return to sanity. And we're not there yet, because the libtards haven't yet experienced the consequences of Marxism. They're going to. And the ones that took the vaccine are going to experience the consequences of injecting yourself with bioweapons. They're going to be dropping dead all over the country, which may, in fact, help ease the demand on the power grid, because dead Democrats don't heat their homes for very long. Although they do continue to vote, they usually don't use much electricity. And I'm not joking. This is not satire. Democrats are going to die by the millions across America because of the vaccines and the social unrest and the violence and the crime that's coming. I mean, it might take more than 6 months. Don't hold me to that number. But over the next several years, if we don't correct this, millions of Americans are going to be dead from these policies and this collapse and the famine and the disease and the spike protein and all of that. Millions. It might be tens of millions. It's really hard to say at this point. And then, what do you think happens in the middle of a winter when the hospitals have fired half their staff, they've fired the naturally immune, when the power grid goes down, the food supply is gone, and the police are no longer working? What do you think happens when a bad flu starts circulating, or Marburg gets dropped on the population? That's a bioweapon that Fauci has been working on and funding. Yeah, they're probably going to drop Marburg on the population. That thing has a very high fatality rate, something over 50%. What do you think America's going to look like then? People are going to be so desperate, so starving. You're not going to be able to get any supplies. You're going to be living on your stored food at that point. And you're going to be having to probably defend what you have with your firearms. So, hey, how's your gun skills? How's your ammo supply? How's the batteries on your red dot sight on your AR, by the way? You know, double check all of that. Yeah, this is no joke. I mean, this year, this entire year, in my experience, has been characterized by an endless stream of people texting me and calling me and saying, oh gosh, you were right, you know? Which always shocked me, because I'm like, what, you didn't believe me before now? And apparently they didn't. But now that, you know, they see it, oh my gosh, you're totally right. This is bad. We better be prepared. Prepping is the only thing that's going to allow people to survive all of this, and so on and so forth. Well, I've been preparing for, what, 25 years? No, 23 years, something like that. I think I started really getting into prepping in 1997. So it's 24 years. And I still don't feel like I'm fully ready for this. And I own a warehouse of like millions of pounds of food, but that's not what I'm talking about. Sure, I've got the food, but number one, we're going to sell most of that food by November 11th. And I don't know how much is coming in. Our warehouse might be, you know, empty after that. I'm not sure. I don't know. But secondly, there's other stuff. You know, I don't have my ham radio license, for example, which I wanted to have by now, so I'm behind on that. I know you're behind on stuff too. We all are. We can't do it all. We got all these pressures, and the prices are going up, and you got a limited budget. I got a limited budget. There's only so much we can do with the dollars we have. And even sometimes you try to buy something, it's just not there. It's gone. Go try to buy, here's a fun one. Go try to buy a diesel pickup truck right now. Oh, good luck with that. They're basically gone. You're not going to find them. It's just not out there. Or very rarely. You know, go try to buy spare parts for anything. It's not out there. And by Christmas, you're going to be wondering, you know, where do we get food? And guess what? The food banks are not going to have much food either. The food banks are going to be running out, and they're going to be saying, well, guess what? We have restrictions on the food banks now. Here, you know, you wait 4 hours in line, and you get a cup of rice. Oh, there you go. Enjoy the rice. You can have boiled rice or fried rice. Or what a rice congee, I guess. Yeah. Good luck with that. What are you going to put on the rice? Well, for a lot of people, it's going to be nothing. They're going to be eating rice, just boiled rice with salt or soy sauce, maybe. Good luck with that. Reminds me of my days when I was totally broke and living in Taiwan, and we were down to our last dollar, and I was living on rice with eggs. Yep. Boiled rice with eggs. Why? Because that's what I could afford. I've been there. A lot of people haven't. A lot of people don't know how to live with nothing or near nothing. A lot of people don't know what poverty is. I'm not saying I lived in poverty, but I know how to live on almost nothing because I've done it. A lot of people haven't, especially in this age right now where there's all this free stimulus money. So think about what this means for the winter. All this free money, they're going to be rolling out trillions of dollars of stimulus money while the shelves are empty. You know what? You can't eat stimulus money. You can't eat it. Stimulus money doesn't bring you heating fuel, doesn't bring you electricity, doesn't bring you a loaf of bread, does it? It's just fictional BS currency money. It's not even money. Fiat currency that's increasingly worthless. What good does it do you when the supplies have collapsed? It does you no good. What, are they going to keep printing money, handing out? Everybody's a millionaire, but nobody has any food. Well, you can starve to death and be a millionaire. Yeah. Welcome to the Democrat-run America. They're running it into the ground. So check my preparedness pop quiz checklist. Get yourself up to speed on all 10 of these areas. You're going to see people are going to get really desperate around you, the people you know, the people who used to mock you for being a prepper. If you told them about that, they're going to start asking you. It's probably already happened. You're probably getting phone calls like I am. They're going to say, what do I do? You find a time machine. You go back in time 2 years, and you buy ammo at the 2019 price, first of all. and you stock up on food, and you learn how to grow food. You learn how to do non-circulating hydroponics that doesn't require pumps, and you start stockpiling seeds and, you know, so on and so forth. You move out of the cities, you get gun skills. And it takes a few years to do all that, doesn't it? For those of you who have those skills, you know what I'm talking about. You can't master a pistol in a weekend course. It doesn't work that way. Especially pistols. So stay on your path, folks. We're going to get through this. You and I and the people we know and the people like this who are part of our community, we're going to get through this. Millions of other people won't. You're going to see body bags galore over the next 6 months plus. I mean, just this winter. I don't even know what to tell you. It's going to be America's fasting weight loss plan kicking in. Yeah, it's going to be ugly. Okay, but thank you for listening. Get prepared. I don't know what else to say. Take the actions that you need to take. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Brightown.com, naturalnews.com.